Many of us are spending time with friends and family tomorrow for the Thanksgiving holiday. And for some, this can mean spending quite a bit of money, often on food and drinks. But our next guest says we should be grateful for the affordable turkey. Jason Lusk is a food and agricultural economist who studies what we eat and why we eat it. He's also the department head and distinguished professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. He wrote the piece, Time to Give Thanks for Affordable and Sustainable Turkey, for The Conversation. Jason, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's the rare consumer product that has not gotten more expensive in the last 40 years or so, but turkey might be the exception. It's actually gotten cheaper, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And it's not just turkey. It's really a lot of our foodstuffs, particularly the food that we buy in the grocery store, has remained very affordable over the last 10 or 20 years, hasn't experienced the same kind of inflation that we've seen for many of our other kinds of products.
Free range is a term that we've been seeing in food labeling and packaging for animal products. Turkey isn't raised that way. Should we be concerned about that?
Well, the first thing to note about turkeys is that all turkeys are raised cage-free. Most turkeys are raised in big open barns where they have lots of room to move around. Free range just means they have the ability to go outdoors. And, there's some positive things associated with that. But when you look at the animal welfare studies, what we tend to find is that the ability to go outdoors ranks pretty low on the list of things that might be important in determining animal welfare. And you could imagine why. I suspect outside for many of your listeners today, it's cold and windy. So turkeys don't want to be out in that any more than we do. So farmers have a reason for bringing them indoors to protect them not only from the weather, but from pests and from diseases.
And from predators, you say as well.
Well, that's right. And one of the challenges with keeping truly free-ranged, whether it's turkeys or chickens, is that there are, of course, dogs and coyotes, but hawks and other animals that want to eat them just like we do. And so that's one of the advantages also to bringing those animals indoors.
Often people are looking at different products, and one of the factors that they take into account is whether there are chemicals or things like artificial hormones or antibiotics used in products. What do we know about turkey raising and those particular issues?
Well, I think the first thing to note is all of our food products, including animal products, are very heavily regulated on these issues. And you can't just willy-nilly use, growth hormones or antibiotics on any products. With turkeys in particular, I think it's important to note that hormones are not allowed. So this is not an issue in terms of, larger turkeys because of, added hormone use, because that's just an unallowed product with regard to these birds. Producers can use antibiotics, but they do have to observe withdrawal times, and it's actually illegal to sell turkeys that have antibiotic residues. So while there might be some concerns about, overall antibiotic resistance that might develop kind of at the farm level, the risk to you as an individual consumer as a food safety risk is essentially nil, because it's frankly illegal to sell turkey that has antibiotic residues on it.
Now, you say in your article that part of the reason turkeys are more affordable is because farmers are needing less and less time and less feed to get them to market weight. Why is that happening?
Well, it's a combination of factors that have led to increased productivity. It's what I just talked about before, bringing animals indoors. While there are some trade-offs there that we talked about with regard to free range, it has the advantage of turkeys living a more comfortable life, allows them to grow a little faster. There have been improvements in genetics. So over the years, selecting birds that tend to grow a little faster, that tend to grow a little more on the same amount of feed, and a variety of other just management practices have allowed us to grow birds more quickly with less food, less land than we did in the past. And a bird today is probably on average about 10 pounds heavier than it was in the 1970s.
And you say that that's a win for sustainability. Why?
Sure. Well, I think, first, it's a win for our pocketbooks. But I think the productivity stories are also really important in terms of sustainability. So I think the best way to illustrate this is through an example. So if we were stuck in 1970s technology, meaning the amount of, the number of pounds per turkey, you know, we would ask how many more turkeys would we need today to satisfy our current demand if we were stuck in this older, lower productivity technology? And the answer is we would need about 130 million more turkeys to satisfy today's food consumers than we currently do with the new and improved technologies. So that's 130 million turkeys that we saved. And all those turkeys would have needed something to eat. They would have needed somewhere to stay. They would have emitted waste and contributed to carbon emissions. All those things we saved because somehow we figured out how to get more using less. And it's that whole combination of factors that I mentioned before: better housing, better genetics, better diets, and just better know-how and science and entrepreneurship.
Well, Jason, I can't let you go without asking: are you going to be having turkey tomorrow?
I will, but we're also going to have beef too. So we like to diversify our diet. So we're gonna have more than enough to eat tomorrow.
Well, I hope you have a great dinner, Jason. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jason Lusk is a food and agricultural economist who studies what we eat and why we eat it. He's also the department head and distinguished professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. He joined us to talk about why turkey has become both an affordable and sustainable mealtime option in recent years.